Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right. Thank you for indulging us on the future of the Big 12, such as it is. What direction do they go? You know, the thing that would bother me the most about this is if Bob Bowlesby was really broadsided by this. And it seems like he was, Jacob. I don't know. Based on his statements of the last week, it seems like he might have woken up yesterday and been surprised by that story from the Houston Chronicle. But I'll bet you he's been busy the last 24 hours.
My goodness.
I'll bet you.
What are you... non-desirable job at the moment, right? Like, what are right. you thinking and what can you do? And
because let me ask you this. How much power... Let's just say that Oklahoma and Texas go to the SEC. How much power does the Big 12 with its remaining teams really have in terms of inspiring change in the college sports landscape?
I don't know. I mean, all of its members individually have value to any other super. I don't think anybody that's currently in the Big 12 will not have a home when ultimately 10 years from now we're looking back at this as the major reshuffle, right? And right. by the way, reshuffling happens all the time. Like we get so worked up about this stuff, it's like, oh my God, the sky is falling. But the reality is this happens all the time. All the time. So we got to take a deep breath, and I don't think anybody in the Big 12 doesn't have a home. There's not a school in the league right now, with Baylor getting its new stadium. There's nobody that's not going to have a landing spot whenever the power shift happens. I don't think. So I think in that sense, everything will be okay. We'll have new rivalries. Look. Wichita State just did it, right? All those mm-hmm. Forever Valley rivalries, they're gone. Does anybody care? I don't care. I like the ones we got. I like the ones we added. I mean, the Cincinnati rivalry happened the very next year. Instantly, you had a rival. Boom, Cincinnati. Penny comes in, talks a little smack. Boom, rival. Like, it's fine. No big deal for Wichita State, right? Anybody regretting the move to the American?
No.
No, nobody no. is. So whatever happens, I think everything's going to be okay. It's hard to even imagine a scenario where somebody misses out and doesn't find a home. That's where I also land when I think about Wichita State. It's hard to imagine, no matter what happens with the American, that they don't have a home as a big-time major college basketball program. So deep breaths. We don't know what it's going to be, but everyone will get somewhere. I think the biggest concerns right now for me, where we live and what we're interested in, I hope Kansas and Kansas State go together wherever it is that they go. And I hope that Wichita State can even improve perhaps on the league. Because you got to think, too, basketball, softball, baseball, track and field, volleyball. Wichita State's going to play with anybody at anywhere they land in those sports. Like, they just will. They just don't happen to have football. But in every other sport, facilities, everything else, they're fine. They can get a little better, but they will, you know, as they continue to evolve and blossom. Wichita State lines up with anybody. What, you know, baseball teams aren't what leagues are driven on, but yeah, what conference could Wichita State baseball not be in with those facilities? They could land anywhere. No, they got as good of facilities as anybody in the country. Basketball team flies charter, and you know, we've seen the women's program be high level at times. They're trying to get back there. We know the softball team is. We know that, you know, volleyball
is a high level. Right.
Yeah. I don't think anything there is a worry. The Americans have just been, to me, such a great fit that I kind of want to see it stay there, and then just, you know, whatever else adds to that would be great.
Well, it's the next in the group of five, right? Isn't it? I mean, really? Isn't the American at the top of that rung? I would think so. So it'll be a player. In any kind of realignment, it will be a player. And it'll just be interesting to see what that ends up looking like and how it shakes out. All right. Gaining confidence, losing confidence in the Olympic Games. My gosh. Already the women's soccer team is already lost. Is this just the weirdest? I mean, the Team USA basketball loses two exhibitions, granted exhibitions. Team USA women lose two exhibitions. The women's soccer team. These are all things that we just basically hang our hats on, Jacob, isn't it? Then we've got all the COVID that's going on with it. Tokyo, 2,000 new cases a day. We've got people on the organizing committee trying to make humor out of COVID and comparing it to Nazi Germany. It's a mess, for goodness sakes. I mean, on all different levels. I'm not trying to compare it necessarily, but my God, are we going to get to the opening ceremonies and have some dignity left?
I don't know.
Well, I don't either.
Do we got games? The games officially start tomorrow, right? Or at least the ceremony? I've had a hard time, as we've talked about, with the Olympics the whole time. Women's soccer losing is not okay.
No, it's not. That was stunning to me.
Yeah, and especially in that fashion. But to the Olympics themselves, like, Bruce, I'm having a hard time with all of it. Like, just having young kids going back to school and, like, what are we gonna do here if we can't beat this thing through vaccination, which appears to be the only way to do it, and the reality is this variant came from a place that doesn't have access to the vaccine right now. Like,
sure.
For us in this country, it seems unnecessary, and it seems like a reminder of how fortunate we are to have access to some of the stuff that, I mean, there are still parts of the world just being absolutely ravaged right now.
Decimated. No question.
And
absolutely.
Yeah. I'm having a hard time with all of it. I just, you know, there is some personal choice involved, but at the same time, my kids aren't old enough to make that choice. And so now they're going to be potentially affected by all the choices. And that's hard. That's what's been the challenge of COVID the entire time.
You know, the COVID situation is interesting. The Pac-12 days are getting going for Pac-12 football, which we've kind of talked about indirectly here this morning. Nick Rolovich is the head football coach at Washington State. His personal choice is to remain unvaccinated, and he will not attend Pac-12 media days, will participate remotely instead. This is interesting. Kirk Schultz, the former president at Kansas State University, now is at Washington State in Pullman, Washington. Washington State University does have a vaccination mandate. Kirk Schultz, quoting, expects all students, faculty, staff, volunteers to be fully vaccinated before the start of the fall semester, end quote, but added that the university respects the rights of individuals to decide whether to get vaccinated. Do those two statements line up, Jacob, on first blush?
I think so. Look, I don't think we can ever tell people what to do medically. I don't think you can go down that road. I do think, though, that universities and businesses and everybody else absolutely can tell people what to do because it's a private business. It's a university. It's a, you know, they've got other things to consider. They can't. It's not just them choosing for themselves. They've now got to consider other people. It's the plight of any business right now. Like, do you mandate it? Because the people that are may not want to work with people that aren't. You know what I mean? Like, so you've got too many things pulling you different directions. So, yes, I think that's the same sort of thing we're seeing everywhere. You can't tell people they have to do it, but you can tell people they have to do it if they want to work at XYZ or go to school at XYZ. It's much easier, I think, for private universities to do that, but we've seen some publics go down that road. It's a fine line right now, and everybody's trying to navigate it. Nobody's trying to tell people what to do. We're just trying to keep people from dying the best way that we can. I mean, it's as simple as that. Like, what is a decision maker supposed to do? Sit there and say, all right, everybody, well, let's just do whatever we want, and then watch the headlines of this person dies, this person dies, this person dies. You can't just watch that happen if you're a leader. So everybody's trying to find the best way to do it. All I ask is that people are responsible. People with the voices that matter are responsible with what they're saying. That's all I ask. And help people make a decision and weigh the choices and understand the consequences and understand where a business or a school is coming from if they say, look, like, if you don't, this is the way it's going to have to be because we have more things to consider.
Of course we do. Absolutely. I don't know. I shudder for you young parents who are trying to make decisions with the health of their children, of course, getting ready to go back to school. And it's incredible to me that here we are. I think we're going to be in a very similar situation in terms of decision making and trying to do what's best for the safety of youngsters, many of whom can't be vaccinated yet. I can't even imagine the anxiety that would create for young parents. And you guys are a classic example of that. My goodness. How do you do the best thing for your kid without worrying sick about them every single day because others may not be as vigilant as you have been about trying to protect and keep your youngsters healthy?
I don't know. I don't know what to do. We'll just what we've done the last 18 months or so, I guess, and that's do the best we can. And my God, pray for our frontline medical workers because it looks like they're about to get hit again. And just, my goodness.
Well, thank God for those people. That's for sure. No question about it. We'll get to a little OTD. Let me throw another name in for all-time Royals greats that maybe you hadn't thought of. Can make an argument for it, kind of. Get to that as part of OTD. Oakland A's and the city council are at odds with one another. Speaking of inevitabilities, the A's moving to Vegas. Is that inevitable now? No more professional teams left in Oakland. with the Warriors moving to San Francisco. Back to San Francisco, by the way. The Raiders now to Vegas. What about the A's? All right, a couple of things to get to as we close up business on a Thursday edition Sports Daily on the sports station, KFH.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.